Tree Books and Harper Audio present Mysteries of Trash and Treasure, The Stolen Key by Margaret Peterson Haddix, performed by Mark Sanderlin and Gail Shallon.
For Doug.
The beginning. Colin just wanted to figure out who he was. Then someone sent him a key. Funny thing about keys, though, even when you find the lock they open, even when you turn the key and open the door and stand there with everything laid out before you, that still doesn't always mean you understand. Yet. 1. The Mysterious Package. Colin found the box on his porch at dawn. Nothing about that was normal. Colin never got up early unless he had to, and when he did, it was almost always because Mom was prodding him along, constantly reminding him, "I know you want to go back to sleep, but you really have to get moving." This morning, Colin was on the porch alone. Boxes were also not a common sight on the Creedmonts' porch. The Creedmonts weren't like the other families on their street, who were constantly ordering things from Amazon or the online sites for Target or Walmart or whatever. Other people were the reason the Amazon and UPS and FedEx and USPS trucks were constantly maneuvering up and down the Creedmonts' street, dodging parked cars and leaving behind cardboard boxes on doormats. Colin's mom thought online shopping was practically a sin, or at least excessive online shopping was. She had a whole spiel about how it was too easy. People, she said, got a one-second rush of happiness from clicking buy buttons for stuff they didn't actually need or want. But they'd really only bought themselves years of annoyance at having a cluttered house and not being able to find the objects they truly did care about in the midst of all those useless, wasteful purchases. Colin's mom ran a business called Possession Curation, which was all about helping people get rid of clutter so they could enjoy their more meaningful belongings. In a snarky, obnoxious mood, Colin could have argued that Mom needed people to keep shopping so they would also keep hiring her to declutter their houses. But Colin usually wasn't snarky or obnoxious. At least, he hadn't been that way before this summer, or more precisely, before last week. Last week, his father had died. Colin was still getting used to how that fact felt, how the words sounded in his head, "My father is dead." He'd never met his father, or anyway, hadn't seen his father since Colin was a baby, which, of course, he didn't remember. So if someone had asked Colin a month ago or a year ago if it would matter for his dad to just up and die, Colin probably would have said no. He would have said, "What's the difference?" But it did matter. It was different. In fact, it was the reason Colin had awakened so early today. Yesterday, he told his friend Nevaeh he was ready to find out everything he could about his father. He was ready to find out why his mother said his father was a bad person. He was ready to find out why his father had signed away all his rights to see Colin, to watch him grow up. Nevaeh and Colin had been on the verge of doing a Google search for his father's name, the first step. And then Nevaeh's sister had texted to say that she had to pick up Nevaeh early, and Colin had chickened out. No way was Colin doing his search alone. But that meant that Colin couldn't sleep last night. And as he tossed and turned, it also meant that the normally cozy house he shared with his mom felt too confining. It meant that, when the first glimmer of dawn peeked through his windows, he'd felt like he had to escape. He'd stumbled out onto their front porch like a dying man gasping for air. Wait, no, don't think about dying. He started to lose his balance and kicked out his right foot to the side. His foot struck something, something that wasn't supposed to be there. Because at the Creedmont house, even the porch was always tidy and orderly, with nothing out of place. Colin bent down, feeling around on the doormat. The light was so dim, he had his hands firmly around the box before he properly saw it. He blinked, trying to get his eyes to focus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?